Kyle, it's Jack, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, or late Thursday evening. It all depends on your perspective, I suppose. You know, it reminds me, back 1,000 years ago when I was a high school and college student, it wasn't unusual to find me awake at this time, and frankly, in college, there were most nights I don't think I got to bed before probably 2:30, 3 o'clock on the early end. And there are lots of nights where I watch the sunrise. I'm just a night owl. I like this time of night. There's something about it that lends itself to productivity and creativity for me. Now, as a father, it lends itself to the productivity comes because I don't have children begging for my attention or fighting with each other. And, you know, it's not that I mind all the time because, you know, there's nothing better than having kids. But, damn, sometimes they can be big distractions. So, we're back doing the audio post, and it's been a while since we last did it. But I've been thinking about this quite a bit, and more along the lines of, you know, whether there's a good reason to start another podcast. And my friend Craig McBreen and I talked about it a little bit earlier today. And, you know, I've really been thinking about what Craig said, because he talked about how he consumes his content, if you will. And he talked about how many different podcasts he listens to. And I was thinking about this. You know, I've done some videos here and there, but a video obviously requires that you watch and you pay attention, whereas a podcast offers a number of opportunities because you can listen to it while you're driving, while you're on the treadmill, or while you're doing other things. The question of whether you're actually paying attention and really hearing what's being said is a different story, but I've really been thinking about it, and I think that there's a lot of opportunity out there, and it's intriguing. I'm not one of those people who's necessarily out here thinking about every which way I can monetize the blog, and I'm not trying to sell you on every affiliate link that I have, or I'm going to spend all my time trying to get you to pay to read my content, or to listen in this case. But at the same time, I have to be honest, when I think about what I'm doing, what I hope to do, and what my goals are, I do think about how to monetize things, and here's why. In a perfect world, if you will, I would spend my time writing. You know, what I want to do is I want to write books. I'm interested in writing some screenplays and turning my work into movies because I think that would just be cool and be a lot of fun. So part of what I sit here and think is, what can I do to you know, create it sort of a roadmap to get from point A to point Z in terms of my personal and professional goals. So if I can find a way to monetize things, well, that's important, that's useful, and that makes it worthwhile to consider and to think about. So that's some of what I've been doing, you know, some of what I spend my time. And also when I think about just doing podcasts, part of what I like about all this is it's storytelling. It's another form of storytelling. Maybe I'm not using the written word, but I still have to hold your attention. I still have to find a way to give you a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I have to come up with a beginning that grabs your attention and holds on. You know, holds it. Excuse me. Sorry. You know, the lack of coffee and fatigue are catching up with me. So this is part of what I spend my time thinking about, along with, you know, other things like, you know, can I really make the Force from Star Wars into reality? Because I would force choke a few people. Yeah, I hate to admit it, but you know, you cut me off in the parking lot at Trader Joe's, and you know, you might get force choked. I probably should, you know. So let's pretend that I'm just overtired. Because I am overtired and a bit overextended, and I just finished writing my newsletter. So hopefully you've signed up for the newsletter and you're getting some value out of it. Also, may I tell you that somebody called me again, a telemarketer, and addressed me as ma'am. Do I sound like a woman? Really? This voice? If you meet a woman who's got a voice like mine, you're in trouble. Anyhow, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace. Good night.